We are up to Simin Kuf Pei Vav, and that's what we'll be doing. Nashim Chayovos Bebirkas HaMazon. Women definitely are Chayiv in benching. But the Safik Uim Chayovos Midoraisa, Vumotzios Es HaNashim, it is a Safik if women are Chayiv Midoraisa and are Motzi men. Oh, Uim Einam Chayovos El Midrabanan, or are they only Chayiv Midrabanan? Ve'ein Motzios El Mishen Chiyuv El Midrabanan, and they cannot be Yotza a Doraisa, they can only be Motzi a Drabanan. Now, what is the suffix? So there are two reasons. Why they should be chayiv is because it's a mitzvah saseh shaloh hazman grama. Why should they be pater? The reason is, number one, because it says, Allah oretz ha-tovra shenosan loch, and Eretz Yisrael was nischalek to men. Others say because we learn that you have to have bris and Torah in benching, and yet women are not chayiv in bris and not chayiv in Torah. So it's a suffik. Who is it that they should or shouldn't be yotze, be motzi? So a man that eats kedei sevia, a woman would be a suffik if she could be motzi him. A man that just ate a kazayis, who didn't eat a kedei sevia, since he's only chayiv in benching midrabanan, mamanoshech, a woman can be motzi him. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Tur and the Rambam say that they are not motzi a doraisa. So if a husband ate a shear of svia, and so did the wife, the halacha will be that the wife cannot be motzi the husband. Now, what happens if a woman ate kedei svia and doesn't remember if she benched? So we already learned that if someone has a suffik, if he benched or not, it's a sveika doraisa, and he's going to bench over again. What's with a woman? So Mishnah Berurah brings the Shaar Ephraim, who says that a woman should bench over again. Rabbi Akiva Eger is cholik, and he says that she's potter. The Mishnah Berurah's maskani is that if someone wants to be machmir, if a woman wants to bench over again, ein limchos, you should not protest, because there are many Rishonim that hold, to begin with, that women are chayev midaraisa. So even though we'll consider it a suffik, if it's a suffik, if she benched or not, the halach is that she'll be able to bench over again. Or at least in limchos for one that wants to do that. Ayin lekamon simin kuf tzadik tes binyan zimun shalem. We'll see the dinim of zimun for women. Siv beis cotton chayiv midrabanan. A cotton is chayiv birkas hamazon midrabanan, like all other mitzvahs. Kedei lechancho for chinuch. So now the mechaber says, if it's only a drabanan, v'ahi the ben mevorech lo'aviv, we have a gemara that says that a son can be motzi his father in benching. What's that talking about? The father's a daraisa, the son's a drabanan. Kishalo ha'cholav kedei sviya, shen ha'chayiv el midrabanan. The case was the father did not eat kedei sviya. He's only chayiv in benching midrabanan. The son is also chayiv midrabanan, so he could be motzi him. The poskim have there's a machlokis. What if the son also only ate a kazayis and not kedei sviya? Is there such a thing as a double drabanan, or is it all just drabanan, and he could be motzi another drabanan? So lahalacha, if a son ate kedei sviya and the father didn't, he could be motzi him. If a son ate less than kedei sviya and the father ate less than kedei sviya, it's a suffik if he could be motzi him. If a son ate less than kedei sviya, or ate kedei sviya and the father also ate kedei sviya, he could definitely not be motzi him, because the father's a daraisa and he's a drabanan.